The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is brought to you by Christy Mandelo, board-certified divorce coach.
So many people are affected by divorce at some point in their lives. It can be a lonely and challenging time of life, but it doesn't have to be. Whether you or a loved one is considering divorce, going through it, or coming out of it, the Divorce Coaching Hour with Christy Mandelo is here to be your go-to educational, informational, and inspirational resource for those touched by divorce. Christy has been there, and now she's here to walk the path with you as a Christian board-certified divorce coach and as your thinking partner. She and her guests will bring you important insight and information, helping you make better decisions through and beyond the process, inspiring you to be your best self for you and your family, all giving you hope and reassurance that you'll be okay. The Divorce Coaching Hour with Christy Mandelo starts now. And here's your host, Christy Mandelo.
Welcome to the Divorce Coaching Hour, and thank you for joining us. Today, we are going to switch things up a bit. And how's that? Well, today we don't have a guest. But what we do have is producer Mike here with me as I talk through resources that will help you through the divorce process. Producer Mike.
Hi.
I always love doing shows with you. It's fun. And you know, the voices that you do even add to it.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here.
Always fun. During the last couple of shows, we've been talking to various folks about what they have to say about divorce. And we've spoken to an author, a podcaster, and a special needs divorce coach who just launched an online course. And they all shared helpful information and how you can find their helpful resources. So if you missed those shows, make sure to head on over to thedivorcecoachinghour.com where you'll be able to access the show or these shows or any of the 175 shows we've done. Or you can also download the Divorce Coaching Hour with Christy Mandelo wherever you get your podcasts. Today, we're going to talk about what I'm saying about divorce, and that's about some resources that I have found to be helpful personally and for my clients. We'll talk about some exercises that I use with clients, tools that can truly help you make better decisions, and some books that can help too. But before we begin our discussion, I want to remind you that this show is for those considering divorce, in the midst of it, coming out of it, and also for friends and family of those divorcing. So really, it's for anyone and everyone because it can be an overwhelming life event for absolutely each and every person involved in the process. And with that said, Mike.
Yes.
We are going to get on with the show, and I have a question that I want to lead off with. Before I do that, I have to remember to remind everyone that we're not here to give legal advice.
Right.
I'm not an attorney. And we're not here to coach people to get a divorce.
Rah, rah, rah.
Yeah. Well, not like the football coach.
Yeah.
We're not like, go get divorced. No, not at all. What a lot of people don't understand, a coach is there to, as you often hear me say, help you open your eyes wide open and then walk the path with you.
I bet it's a pretty lonely path without a coach.
Yeah. Well, I was there. I don't think divorce coaches were really around. I had a counselor, but you know, divorce coaching has really come around as a specialty within coaching over the last, I don't know, 10 years or so. And when you're in the midst of that emotional upheaval of a divorce and you really don't know who to talk to,
Yeah.
That's a coach is someone who has conversations with you in confidence, and is really for you, not against you, believing in you that you can get through this when sometimes you may not feel like you can at all.
Right.
I call myself a thinking partner.
Yes.
Yeah. And here's another reason. It's a thinking partner.
Yes.
Because as you're emotionally compromised, we don't really think straight. I mean, think about it. When you're maybe, I know you're so kind and gentle, Mike. Mm-hmm. You never get angry.
Well, not that you know of.
Not that I know of. Behind the scenes, that darn Christy. No. But really, I mean, when you've been angry before, do you think completely straight?
No, of course not.
Right. Yeah. So that's an emotional, you're emotionally being compromised because of what's happening in the brain and with hormones. And so here we are in divorce, a very emotionally compromising situation.
Mm-hmm.
And you're being required to make a ton of decisions, and you can't really do that.
Is that your lizard brain that you're talking about?
You've been listening to my shows.
Every once in a while I do, yeah.
Well, when you edit them, you hear them. Yeah, that's the lizard brain. It's kind of our primal brain. Mm-hmm. It's there to protect us, flight, fight, or freeze. And that's where we go when our hormones get kind of captured by this emotional place. And we can't think straight. So, so really, ultimately, what I'm here to do today is to bring these exercises, these tools, and these resources to people that can definitely help them in this very stormy season of life. Matter of fact, I liken it to divorce. I say I help people navigate divorce.
Right.
And so if we kind of play with that analogy or metaphor, whatever it may be, we could probably label them both, is divorce being you're in a stormy sea, right? Can you picture that?
Mm-hmm.
You're out there on a, you know, maybe talking about feeling alone. You're out there in those waves tossing you about in that tiny little boat, and you are trying to find the shore, some firm ground. And you can't see it. There's so much rain and darkness. You can't find the lighthouse.
Right.
You don't even know where the shore is. And you're afraid at any moment you're going to like crash onto that shore.
Sure.
It can feel very scary.
Yes. I can imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. Just that picture I painted.
That's
right. Scary.
But you're a lighthouse.
Ah, oh,
there we go.
I love that. That's exactly what, matter of fact, many years ago, I was president of an organization, and the Christmas gift I gave to my team was glasses with etched in "Be the Lighthouse," because my theme for that year was "Be the Lighthouse." And so it's carried on years later.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, a coach can be a lighthouse guiding you to that safe shore, calmer seas, smoother sailing.
Getting you around the rocks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and if you think about coaching, too, getting around the rocks, coach actually came from, a lot of people think, again, as we referenced earlier, that football coach, but is actually a coach like you would see back in I don't know, the medieval days.
With the horses.
With the horses,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was actually for aristocracy that they would be carried from point A to point B in a coach and over the rocky terrain from point A to point B.
Oh,
so for you, we can liken it a boat around the rocky shores and cliffs.
Right.
Safe sailing. Very good.
Yeah.
Kind of the nautical side of that story.
There you go.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people may wonder about that path and divorce, and it can either lead you to good or it can lead you to bad. And so there are things that we can do along the way that can help us, even maybe without a coach, get to that safer place, right?
Right.
Now, obviously, a coach is going to be one thing that can help you with growth and change and learning. But there are other things we'll talk about. For example, exercises that I do with clients.
Like push-ups and 1, 2, 3, 4. And
we're going with a football analogy. Yeah. No, worksheets, really kind of those exercises that would help change your mindset, grow your mindset to something, looking at divorce as hard as it can be to accept this, is that it's an opportunity and there are possibilities in it. I mean, if you think about it, if someone has done the work to know that divorce is the next step, something hasn't gone right in the marriage.
Right.
And it's probably not, things aren't going very well, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now they step into divorce thinking things are going to get better, right?
Yeah, and that's not...
That's not always the case.
Yeah.
If you don't do the work, and because of what I've known with divorce is people think it will be easier, but in fact, divorce is very challenging. And if you don't find the exercises, the tools, the resources, the people to help you through it, where will you end up? On those rocky shores.
On those rocks, yeah.
Yeah, the rocks. Yeah. Yeah. It's very challenging. It can feel dark and scary. And so one of the things I really want people to do is, you know, go grab a pencil today and write down these resources. We're going to be going through them in detail. And these exercises are can take some time, but they can be really enlightening.
Like physical exercises, they grow you. Yeah.
You know, and I wanted to go back to the physical exercise. Physical exercise is a great thing to do in any sort of trauma. One of the things I did personally was when I felt that emotional place coming over me, those stormy seas, you know, taking me off course, I would get out and I would walk. And I would put on my earbuds, headphones, whatever they make, Walkman. I don't know. It wasn't a Walkman. and I would listen to music, and I actually had particular playlists that would help kind of lift me up. And even one of them is entitled Hold On, right?
Yeah.
So when you say exercises, a good thing, definitely. When I'm talking about exercises that I do with my clients, it's actually exercises they do on their own time that really can reveal some things about the way they're thinking, mm-hmm. their characteristics, and also reveal goals of how they want to come through this, who they want to be when this is all over. And then again, as I talked about, we'll talk about those tools. We'll talk about books. And folks, it's Mike and me here today. Hey, maybe that should be a new show. Mike and me.
Mike and me. I don't know.
Mike and me talking about resources to help you through divorce. And I'm hoping that you will find some tools, exercises, and books that will certainly help you. Come on back, and we're going to dig right into those exercises. Achieving the best outcome in divorce can be extremely tough when alcohol abuse is part of the process, especially around co-parenting. But there's help with remote alcohol monitoring. SoberLink is the most convenient, reliable, and reasonable way for a parent to prove their sobriety. SoberLink uses real-time alerts, facial recognition, and tamper detection to ensure accurate and reliable results. With SoberLink, you can be confident that your kids are with a sober parent. Visit SoberLink.com/DCH.
There's a lot at stake in a divorce, and you want trusted and specialized counsel. Houston attorney Craig Haston is board certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization and has more than 25 years of legal experience. And experience is everything. Craig will help you make the best choices for your family and your future. When divorce seems to be your next step, contact one of the most recognized attorneys in Texas, Craig Haston. To schedule a consultation, call 281-890-1300 or go to HastonLaw.com.
If you've gone through or are going through divorce, you know it can leave you in a dark financial hole, feeling very confused and afraid. But there's hope. Hirsch Sherman is a financial coach and works with those navigating the financial decisions of divorce. Whether it's eliminating debt or creating your financial wellness, you want Hirsch on your team. Hirsch's easy process helps you see the reality of your financial situation and make better decisions. Stop the suffering and get out of that financial black hole. Contact Hirsch today. Go to lifecycle.financial. That's lifecycle.financial. You'll be so grateful you did.
When you're selling your home, you want to wow people when they see it. Or if you're not selling and want to enhance your enjoyment of the home, consider Simple Elegance. The team at Simple Elegance, led by Mary Scally, are masters at staging homes for sale or helping you design your interior for maximum impact. Do what new home builders do. Call the Staging Masters, Simple Elegance, at 877-458-8254 and SimpleElegancetx.com.
And welcome back to the Divorce Coaching Hour. Today, it's Mike and me. Might sound a little bit different. I don't have a guest here today. Mike is my sidekick, as I've called him before, always helps us have a different kind of conversation.
Different is right.
Different is right. Hey, you know what? I often say difference, difference not wrong.
There you go.
A lot of people think different is wrong, but yeah. Difference just different. And so it's a different kind of day here on the Divorce Coach.
Absolutely.
It's a fun kind of day, hopefully.
And it's an exercise kind of day.
It's an exercise kind of day, folks. We are not doing physical exercises in the studio. We are talking about exercises that I offer my clients, and we're going to get to those in just a moment. I want to just recap a little bit of why Mike and I are doing this show here today. I've been in a couple shows with some guests, and we had Andy Heller join us, an author. He joined us twice, talked about his book is Take the High Road in Divorce. And we talked about the book first, 46 Tips and Tools to Help You Through Divorce.
Andy was a hoot. Yes, he was. I liked Andy.
Andy gave some really just real advice. Mm-hmm. He's been there, you know, took 8 years, I want to say. Yeah, 8 years to research divorce. He took a lot of notes through his divorce, what I would have done differently type of thing.
Yeah.
And then he vetted it with counselors and attorneys. So this is not just one man's opinion. Very thorough resources, which I called it several times as we spoke to him.
He impressed me.
Yeah,
he really
awesome.
Did.
Yeah. Yeah, he knows his stuff. And absolutely. Oftentimes you hey, what do they say? You learn best by experience.
Yep.
A lot of us have through divorce that you don't want to go through it again. You better learn from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he joined me again last week to actually dive a little bit deeper into not the book, but exactly what taking the high road means. Mm-hmm. AJ Grossman also joined me, and he has a company called Leapfrog Divorce.
I remember that. Yeah,
that was we had little ribbits in the show.
Yeah.
Ribbit, ribbit.
At least he didn't have a frog in his throat.
Yeah, ba-dum-bum. There you go.
What you gonna do?
I kept getting Andy and AJ because they're two A's, and so. But AJ Grossman, he's a Florida family law and divorce attorney, and he came by naming his company Leapfrog Divorce. He came up with a whole list of names. He wanted something different than your typical something and something partnership type of thing as an attorney. And he gave the list to his wife, and the name just Wait for it. Leapt off the page.
Beautiful.
Leapfrog divorce.
Yep.
And so he has a podcast called The Leap. And he shared, again, you know, a lot of people here that we're talking to is want to help people do this differently. Just like this show is a little bit different. Want to help them do divorce differently. It doesn't have to be in the courtroom slinging it out. Yeah. And that's what the show is all about, to open your eyes wide open, help you think through it so that you move through it in a healthier manner. And so those two gentlemen helped me talk about that. And then, of course, we had Mary Ann Hughes join us, just a sweetheart.
I love her.
She's so awesome.
Yeah.
She actually went through her own special needs divorce. And what do I mean by special needs is she has two special needs sons. And she had to learn by experience again. And as a result, she now has come through it, has become, she actually went through the same program I went through, certified divorce coaching program. She is a CDC divorce coach, and she has specialized in special needs. Mm-hmm. And she just developed a course, an online course for moms of children with special needs. And it was called Rise, Keys to Success. I'm trying to remember this, for moms of children with special needs. I think that's what it was. You can go back and listen to all of those shows, and you can do that by going to thedivorcecoachinghour.com. We have a link to the podcast there. You can also go to your favorite podcast app. Those are resources in and of themselves, as is this show. Mm-hmm. But we talked about those exercises, and one of the things I wanted to share with people today were about some of the exercises I use, or offer rather, to my clients.
Okay.
As I'm working with them. And one of them has to do with values.
Aha.
We do a values exercise.
How do you do a values exercise?
How do we do a values exercise? Yeah. Well, again, it's not push-ups, and it's not taking, you know, how much does this weigh over here and how much does this weigh?
Okay.
We're talking about values as to really the fiber that makes you up, what you believe, what you, in ways how you think, but what shapes your thinking, what shapes your choices. And these can be things like, one of my values may be honesty. One of my values may be faith. One of my values may be truth seeking. One of my values may be fitness. And there's a whole slew of values. And so what we typically do with particular clients that want to walk this path with me, who really want to make a change, really transform their lives, mm-hmm. and they've not really heard about values before. And as we're talking about values, I ask them, do you know what your values are? And oftentimes, whether I'm teaching a class or I'm talking to them, it's kind of a little bit of like that, huh? I'm not really sure I understand what values are. So we talk about what those values are. And then I help them understand that if we don't know our values, whose values are we living by?
Ah, that's right? A good question.
It's a very important question because
yeah.
it's an eye-opener.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they hear that, they're like, okay, I want to discover my values. Because think about it. If you're coming out of a divorce,
mm-hmm.
they might have been shared values in the, you know, from the marriage, and maybe you grew into that value, or maybe you were in a situation where it was all the other person's values.
So, right. So it's kind of a self-search kind of thing.
That's what coaching is inside out.
Yeah.
Growing from the inside out. So back to that exercise, you're growing within, you're becoming stronger by getting to know you and what you value and what shapes your choices, your thinking. Mm-hmm. And when those are all aligned, then decisions become a lot easier. And so back to that exercise, I give them an exercise. It's 2 pages long with 3 columns of words. And they go through these words and they circle first just kind of surface level. They run through them, they're like, oh, creativity, that's important to me. oh, honesty, that's important to me. And so they may circle up to 30 words. Then you go back through, and I say you kind of play a little game with them.
Okay.
And how you do that is, so for example, you have in alphabetical order, creativity, and all the way down at the bottom, truth-seeking.
Okay.
And say you're going to go, okay, is creativity more important to me than truth-seeking? And here's the key factor. You ask yourself, has this been true for me most of my life? That's one question. So when I was about 8 years old, was creativity important to me? Was truth-seeking important to me? And then when you get, which one was more important to me? I really didn't understand truth-seeking at 8 years old, but I've always been a creative person. And I've got to create, like creating the show each week. I don't know what I'd do if I couldn't do this. Thank you, God, for the opportunity. But so I would say, okay, so creativity wins over truth-seeking.
Why is that important?
So here's why it's important, is once you go through all these words, you what bubbles up is your 10 values.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Then we move into what's called a values exploration session. Okay. And I explore their values that they have come up with after they've played this game with them. What does this value mean to you? Right? How does it show up in your life? And they'll be talking about it and they start realizing things. Then I say, what happens when you don't have this value?
Ah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you're seeing it. And it gets them like kind of in the gut. Like when I don't have honesty and I ask them, how do you show up? Or and oftentimes you'll hear anger, anxious, scared, afraid, withdrawn, not confident, whatever. Then I ask them this, what happens when you do have that value that is in your life? When I do have honesty. And I'll tell you, by the end of that exploration session, they've got this picture of themselves at their kind of their best self.
Their best, yeah.
And think about it. When you're aligned, things feel a lot straighter. Right?
Yeah. Well, it's I can see that. It's something to not fall back on, but.
Well, we're talking about the navigating.
Yeah.
It's like a compass.
Yes.
And
yeah.
It's interesting because when we ask that question, was it true for you when you were 8 years old and it's true for you now, it's like you almost come home. You're like, oh, wow, I remember that about myself. And think about it as you go through a divorce, and maybe you've had a really difficult marriage. You've probably lost parts and pieces of yourself.
I can see that, yeah.
So speaking of being the lighthouse, it's very illuminating.
Very nice, yeah.
Yeah, it really is. And it can help you see things more clearly. And I can't express enough how important it is. And from there, we actually begin to shape goals. We write a mission statement and a mission statement that guides them through achieving their goals. And so you can use the same thing in divorce coaching. Questions like, what do I want to have when this is all over? Who do I want to be when this is all over? And folks, we're talking about resources to help you through divorce. And in this first segment, we've been talking about an exercise that I offer clients, and they oftentimes really do see the light as they go through this. They find themselves in a way, and that's a values exercise, values exploration session that I do. And if you're interested in that, reach out to me. I'm happy to talk with you more about that. Christy at ChristyMendelow.com. And come on back. We're going to talk about some important tools next as a resource. Here's today's 2-minute tip. This past weekend at church, our pastor talked about confidence, confidence in our Heavenly Father. His focus was Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. As he shared the message, my thoughts drifted to those who are considering going through or coming out of divorce and the lack of confidence they may face and feel because of divorce, and how this message and this verse could help. I often talk about divorce being like a stormy sea. I imagine you're in a boat being tossed about by the waves. You can't see where you're headed, because it's so dark and rainy and you're afraid that at any moment you might crash into the rocks. It's scary and your confidence in ever making it to the shore is shaky. At least that's how it felt to me, and I suspect it may feel the same way to you as well. Although all that surrounds you seems as if it's going to end in disaster, there is one way to find confidence and be bold in your time of need. That one way is the one true anchor, Christ. Jesus is the anchor for your soul in the storms of life, to include divorce. And we can go to him boldly and have confidence in him as our lighthouse, guiding us to safety. Think about it. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. He is the anchor. We can trust in that no matter what is going on around us. Doesn't that make you want to go to him boldly? Doesn't that give you confidence? I don't know about you, but it does for me, and I truly hope it does for you. And so for today's tip, live out this verse, Hebrews 4:16. Go to Jesus boldly in your time of need and find confidence in him. I pray this two-minute tip supports you in this challenging time. And friends, if I can help you as you navigate the seas of divorce, please email me at Christy@ChristyMendelow.com. And remember to keep listening each week for another two-minute tip, all to support you or someone you know who is facing or going through divorce. And please share this episode with those who will benefit. God bless you. We're talking resources here on the Divorce Coaching Hour today. Our wonderful producer, Mike, is here in the studio with me. He's helping me kind of focus in on exercises, tools, and books that I want to share with you. We've been talking to other people about what they have to say about divorce, and today you got me, and Mike's helping me do that. So thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Thank you very
much. Always good to be here.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're here because you are the producer.
It's true. And these buttons aren't going to push themselves.
That's for sure. And you do that well, and you always help me to have a good conversation, hopefully, I believe, for the listeners out there. After all, we're here to share education, information, resources, and insights for people who are considering divorce, in the midst of it, and coming out of it, because our heart is just for you. It's for people who are struggling in the stormy season of life, and we want to be that light, as we're talking about. And so, different shows may be helpful for you. This one may or may not. We hope these tools, you will find them helpful. One other tool I wanted to share, or rather a little exercise that I use that may be helpful that I learned going through my divorce before we get into some of the tools, but was journaling. And I know a lot of people probably hear about, oh, journaling.
Isn't that like a diary?
Kind of. You would think so, but this is how I used it as I went through divorce, because I was in a pretty dark place myself. And my counselor at that time said, you know, if you can't do anything else in the morning when you wake up, get a special little journal, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. Maybe it's a notebook. Maybe you go to Barnes & Noble and get something special that makes you kind of feel happier. Maybe you order it on, you know, Amazon and get it tomorrow or today.
Maybe.
And you write down three things that bring light to yourself. Happiness, a smile, make you feel joy in the morning. The first thing when you wake up, mm-hmm. it sets your mind on the things of good, not
right.
bad.
Right.
And then at the end of the day, instead of turning on the news or rehashing, one of the things we call in divorce is ruminating on the bad things that have happened, which actually takes us back to those moments that were so emotionally charged. Mm-hmm. But you're focusing on the good things, and so things that you're grateful for.
Positive vibes.
Yeah. And what it's actually doing is reframing your mind. Mm-hmm. We can tend to go to the negative vibes, especially when we're emotionally compromised. Yeah. But when we can take an exercise, get in a habit of doing that morning and night, focusing on what brings you joy, what you're grateful for, it puts your heart and mind in a place positive, as you said.
It makes me smile just
thinking
about
it. I can see it. It really does. It really does. And you know what? I mean, there were moments where all I put was three lines. I'm so grateful for my Pasha puppy. I'm so grateful for my Pasha puppy. And that was, Pasha was my everything. She was my little sidekick, my little chihuahua as I went through divorce. And God rest her little soul. She went to doggy heaven in 2019. But she was with me. And I was, sometimes it felt so tough and so challenging that I just focused on that. And I was so grateful to have her. Sometimes it was a beautiful day. Sometimes it was noticing how the light hit a particular flower.
It forces your mind to think good things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's easy in a divorce to think bad things.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Right. And go back to that imagery of us being in that little boat and the waves and the stormy sea. We're grasping for something that is safe.
Right.
And we might grasp for the wrong thing.
Yeah,
and so if we're in that situation, grasping onto what is good, it helps pull us out of the boat, right? So tools are some of the things I want to share with folks. And a couple of the tools, I will tell you, it's almost like my clients are kicking and screaming when I offer these to them. And you might be wondering, why are they kicking and screaming? Well, they've got numbers with them. And here's the thing, they force you to kind of look at the reality of the situation. And that can be hard.
Okay. What do you mean numbers?
So I'm going to go through each of the forms and I'm going to tell you. So divorce is a separation of the marital estate, right. So the legal binding marriage, and then your finances, your assets, right? So that's where numbers come in.
Okay.
A lot of people don't really understand how important the numbers are. And we're not talking about what I'm going to get and what he's going to get and I'm going to win and da, da, da.
Right.
You really can't understand how you are going to untie that knot until you see the black and white of, for example, on our financial checklist is any sort of expense, any sort of debt, any asset, i.e. real estate, cars.
Things that really don't come to mind right off the bat when you think.
Exactly. You don't really come to mind when you think divorce. You're just thinking, I believe this to be true. A lot of people say, I'm going to go to a divorce. I'm going to go to an attorney, rather. I'm going to sign a few documents and we're going to be divorced.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's not it, is it?
Matter of fact, I was doing some research the other day and I was looking, I can't remember what I was researching. There was literally something online that said, get a divorce in 30 minutes.
No, come on.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not kidding you. And one of my values is honesty. So I'm not a good kidder.
Well, it must be true. It was on the internet. Sure.
Right. Exactly. So, folks, that's not true. This is... Even there are shorter than longer divorces, but you're going to, but dependent on your state law, but Texas is a community property state.
Right.
And so things have to be separated, right? And so we provide folks a financial checklist, and I don't have all the pages numbered here, but Mike, you can see it here. It's pretty lengthy, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And let me ask you this. What do you think? Most people, do you think they have their budget done or not at any given time?
Oh, I'm thinking not.
And you're thinking not. You're thinking right.
Yeah.
The majority of people don't have their budget done. They don't have all of their assets listed in one place. They don't. Yeah. Myself included, I hate to say it, right?
Yeah.
But in divorce, you're going to have to because we're separating the finances. And the only way to know how to separate them is to know them.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
I can't separate air. Well, somebody might be able to. But in a divorce, you've got to be able to now communicate that to the attorneys. And it has to go into your marital settlement agreement. And a lot of people are going, but I'm afraid I'm not going to get the house. Well, okay. Mr. and Ms. Client, the first step then is to get everything in black and white so we can know what other decisions we need to make to now plan for you to have the house. Can you afford it? Even as one of those questions.
Right. The more you talk about it, the more I see. And going back in my head, I'm thinking, wow, what would I have to separate?
Right. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Bills, yeah. Cars, assets. But everything. People are in that emotional place and they're just thinking, but I want the house. I'm not moving from my house. And that may be a great goal. I understand you don't want to upset your children and you don't want to unsettle them. But until we know what we're working with numbers-wise, financially, we can't even begin to be, I'm going to bring it up, creative right. in our solutions to saying, okay, so wife keeps the house, then you've got to figure out, okay, so how much is it worth? How much equity do you have in it? Mm-hmm. If the husband is going to buy out that person, then what sort of financial situation does he have to come up with? Do you have enough to buy one spouse out or the other? Or do you have to sell it?
You have to have all your ducks in a row so you know what to put on your bill.
Ba-dum-bum. That's so good. Another metaphor, ducks. That's awesome. So another one that's really important is the parenting plan discussion points. And so so that you can sit and in quiet time, think about the realities of your children. What do you want for them, not only today, but in the future? And one other quick tool that we've provided people, and this one's not just numbers, it's called the best self exercise.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
That sounds a little bit better than so. You see that change right there?
Yeah.
See why clients don't want to do the numbers? They want to do the best self.
Right.
Because we're pleasure seeking people, right? And we want to do the fun things.
Yeah.
Well, the best self helps you look at when you are your best self and characteristics that you want to emulate from others who you perceive are their best selves so that you can make decisions going forward from your best self versus
your worst self,
which is when we're in that emotional place, we often make decisions from that worst place. So, and folks, that's what we're doing here today. We're trying to help you make better decisions. We are always doing that here on the show. And what we're talking about are exercises, tools, and resources that can help you as you traverse the storm of divorce, resources to help you through divorce. I truly hope they are helping you. Come on back, and we're going to talk about books that are helpful. So stay tuned for that. Friends, I'm so glad that you're listening to the Divorce Coaching Hour. And there's something I want you to know. I really want you to hear this. I, as a divorce coach and the host of this show, don't advocate for divorce in general. Our goal is to glorify God first and foremost by helping you save your marriage. The fact of the matter is that there are times when a marriage can't be saved. I know, I've been there. And when it can't be saved, we want to walk alongside you through it. We want to help you pick up the fragments, put the pieces together, and help you stand strong and walk through divorce courageously. And I want to share something with you that may help. I'm on another show here on KKHT. I'm honored to be the wingman on Courageous Christianity with Richard Mendola, where each week, Richard and I talk about the intersection of our faith and the secular world, and together with interesting guests, we shed light on this critical intersection, on spiritual combat, and on the rules of engagement for Courageous Christianity. It's my belief that Courageous Christianity with Richard Mendola can be another resource that you can turn to as you walk through this path of significant change in your life. So please join us. You can catch the show on this station, 100.7 FM KKHT, at 12 p.m. noon Central Time, Saturdays, and online at kkht.com as well. Hey, grab your lunch and join us for both shows back to back, 12 p.m. noon for Courageous Christianity and 1 p.m. for the Divorce Coaching Hour. You can also find all shows under podcasts under the programs tab on kkht.com. Richard and I hope you'll listen in. As always, if you want to reach me, you can find me at thedivorcecoachinghour.com or call me at 281-944-8043. We are grateful for you joining us each week and for your support. Welcome back to the Divorce Coaching Hour. So glad you're here with us today. We are talking about resources to help you through divorce. And we're kind of wrapping up the conversations we've had with an author, a podcaster, and a fellow coach who's created an online course. They've been saying things about divorce through their exercises and tools and helpful resources. And I thought I would wrap that conversation up with things that I find helpful that I offer my clients and talk a little bit about that, which I did earlier in the show. Also some tools that we work through. And one of the tools, I just want to go back. I know, Mike, you're going to be really happy about this, going back to the financial one.
Oh, great.
Not that one again, right? But that's really how a lot of clients feel. And I want to touch on what Marianne Hughes said when she was on the show a couple of weeks ago. We talked about how important this financial checklist is in divorce. One of the things it does is it helps you move into your thinking brain. When you have to go and start plugging in numbers and looking for bills and writing out how much something's worth, you move into more of your thinking brain. You get your mind off the emotions.
Right.
So that really helps you. But she said this, and it might be a little bit paraphrased. She said that was one of the hardest steps in divorce, but it was also probably the most helpful.
One of the best. Well,
yeah.
Sometimes it works that way.
Yeah. But I will tell you, my clients really try to avoid it. But I will tell you, it's one of the keys to being able to move through divorce a little bit more fluidly.
Makes you think straight.
It does. Exactly. It does.
Yeah.
It helps you get into that thinking brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not so encumbered by the emotions.
Right.
Yeah. So those were exercises and then tools. And I love books. And so I've got a pile of books here and several books that can help. And of course, we would be remiss. You know one?
I know one.
Which one?
I know number one.
What's number one?
The Bible.
Yes.
See?
You can't. That's the only
that's
book.
Right.
I mean, that's the book.
That is the book.
Yeah. Yeah. And so one of the things there now for me, as I've evolved in my faith, I will often take, and we'll speak about devotionals in a moment, but I'll kind of take the verse of the day with my devotional, then go into the Bible and just see where it takes me. And there are times I'll spend half a day on where that takes me. And it's just, I end up writing things and I have new awarenesses. And it's just so comforting. But I can tell you one thing that I've heard, and this is not new, but can be very helpful. So there's 31 Proverbs, you can read one a day. And they're very uplifting, very encouraging. So I guess if you have a month that is 30 days, you can read two on day 30.
That's a good idea.
That works, huh? But sure. Bible first and foremost, and then devotionals.
Mm-hmm.
And so Richard, my husband and I, you may know that Richard Mendelow is my husband. We have a show here also on KKHT called Courageous Christianity with Richard Mendelow. I'm his wingman. Of course, right. You have to listen to understand what a wingman is. We have a devotional that we follow. This year, it's Hope for Each Day by Billy Graham. And we've been going through that. So that kind of keeps us on the same page. And when you're going through divorce, hope can be a little lacking. And so this one's a nice one. And Richard also has a devotional. Mike was nice to remind me to mention that. 40 Days to Courageous Christianity fits nicely with the show. And it's I've been through it twice. Really eye-opening about having courage through your faith through Jesus Christ. And so very eye-opening. A couple of books that I have to talk about, and you might have to stop me on talking about some of them because I just love them. But I've been listening to this one through Audible. I got it as it's kind of a workbook too, but I wish I knew this before my divorce. Probably a good thing to read.
That sounds pretty helpful. Yeah.
Yeah. And it really is. Elaine Foster and Joseph Foster, Ending the Battle Between Holding On and Letting Go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really beautiful. It's got butterflies kind of flying off on it. Lots of great tools in this based in psychology. And so I highly recommend that. I wish I knew this before my divorce. Ending the Battle Between Holding On and Letting Go, Elaine Foster and Joseph Foster, husband and wife, team there. We'll post these on our Facebook page, Instagram page, and LinkedIn pages too. You can find us at the Divorce Coaching Hour on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram at Coach Kristy Mendelow. And then on LinkedIn, you can just find me at Kristy Mendelow. And you'll be able to begin to find us on YouTube. We are beginning to video the shows and get them out there as well. So this show is very important also to talk to those people who are considering divorce. Because once you go through what I've been talking about here, these forms, you're doing the work on yourself, you're going through devotionals, you're seeking God, you're reading what divorce might be like, you might decide that, hey, let's work on the marriage and let's save the marriage.
Could turn you around.
Yeah. That would be my prayer.
Yeah.
Because divorce is much harder than people realize. And it can affect, people hear me talk about this all the time, 4 to 5 generations.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. You've been in here with me for almost 4 years. How many times we've heard Amber Gifford talk about being a product of 7 divorces.
My goodness.
Now she's taken it and turned it for good, right?
Right.
And now she's helping people in real estate. But this book is called Marriage Coaching, Heart, Hope, and Skills for a Great Relationship. So if you are really, you know, should I get divorced, look in the mirror first, work on yourself, work on your marriage. Don't take the step towards divorce if you don't have to. Now, I know that there are times that it might be better than not, but Marriage Coaching, Heart, Hope, and Skills for a Great Relationship, Jeff and Jill Williams. And I've got to talk about a couple of other books that I use with my clients. Strength Finder 2.0, again, working on yourself, finding out what your strengths are. That's very eye-opening. A book called The Passion Test. This is kind of a process that I went through to kind of put myself back on track.
Mm-hmm.
The Passion Test. And that's kind of helping you find what gives you light to your eyes, bounce to your step, a warmth to your soul. What brings you alive?
That's almost like the journaling.
Yes, positive place.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. Brings you and kind of linked to that best self exercise as well. And then I have to talk about this one, and it's going to sound weird related to the Divorce Coaching Hour. The Greatest Salesman in the World.
Okay.
That's by Og Mandino, and here's why. First, it's a Christian-based book. It's a short little story that within it, there are 10 what Og Mandino calls scrolls. You could call them little mantras, but they are basically based in Christian principles. And what he has you do is he has you read them in the morning, silently and unto yourself. This is how he says it. At lunch, silently, as you partake of your midday meal, and at night out loud. What you're doing is reframing your mind based on these Christian principles. They are the principles of the greatest salesman in the world.
Okay. God?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Og Mandino, I mean, he's writing this story that really is about the birth of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a great little story, but the greatest salesman in the world obtains these scrolls, which are really the principles of Christianity.
So couldn't the greatest salesman in the world almost be yourself
based on these principles? And we're not saying go be a salesman in divorce. We're not, but these principles of reframing your mind, using this opportunity is what we talked about it as possibility, opportunity, and growing through the process.
Right.
So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So they're all tools.
They're all tools, and they're all very, very, very helpful. And one last book, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. One of the things that he teaches in there is take nothing personally. Mm. And that's really hard to do in divorce.
That's one of the toughest things to do, I think. Yeah.
But here, I'm going to sum it all up. We spent a lot of time on taking the high road in divorce. Andy Heller again helped us talk about, but These are tools. These are exercises. These are books. These are resources that can help you take the high road in divorce. And that's what we're about here at the show, to help you, learn about these ideas, learn about these tools, learn about these resources. Because then, going back to what we talked about at the beginning, is that helps move you out of that emotionally compromised place into that thinking brain. And that helps you move to better decisions and affecting the 4 to 5 generations positively, not negatively. And so, Mike, thanks for helping me talk about that.
You're welcome. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, you being our sidekick. And always a pleasure, friends, for you guys being here. Thank you for listening to the Divorce Coaching Hour. I'm Christy Mindelo, and I can't wait to be here with you each and every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on 100.7 FM KKHT, The Word. God bless you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.